الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, most of us will remember from a very young age, there is a very common saying which either at home from our parents or at school we would have heard many, many times. The saying I'm referring to is we are told or we are taught that don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a book by its cover. Now, if you have to analyze the saying, what does it mean? It means don't be deceived by appearances. Don't be deceived by what is outside. What is inside is what counts. Whilst this is a saying, probably with the same exact words, we won't find it in Quran and Hadith. But the meaning or the import of it is extremely significant. The reason it is extremely significant and in fact ironic is that it is a very common saying. We know the meaning of it. We were brought up with this thing ringing in our heads. But when it comes to the goals, the objectives, the challenges, the aspirations, the hopes, the ideals pertaining to our day-to-day life, unfortunately, we go completely against this. We are living in a society, we are living in an era, we are living in a period where the entire focus of humanity has become to judge people on what is apparent. What is inside, we are not interested in. We are more worried about what is outside. When we meet someone, the first impression that we take is what? Either the color of the person, or the language of the person, or the background of the person, or the family of the person, or the wealth of the person. Particularly wealth. This batil propaganda machinery is espousing this message 24 hours of every day. That if you want success, if you want honor, if you want recognition, acquire the material wealth of this world. Such an effort has been made in this direction. That in fact the entire classification of society has become dependent on this. Somebody has a big bank balance, 6 or 7 zeros in his bank balance. We look up to him. He is a VIP. Honored person. The whole world looks up to him. Middle class income, maybe a doctor or a lawyer. Nowadays even the doctors and lawyers are earning so much money to call them middle class is doubtful. But nevertheless, if a person has a few degrees to his name, has a fancy car, nice decent house, then we call that a middle class person. And if a person is from the lower rungs of society financially, then the entire attitude, the classification, the social classification has become this is a low class individual. This type of mentality, there is a poem, which in fact is rather crude. I don't like to mention it, but the meaning is apt. Where the poet says, يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ تَرَاهُ مُبْغِضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا حَتَّى أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ إِذَا رَأَتْ ذَا ثَرْوَةٍ خَضَعَتْ لَدَيْهِ وَحَرَّكَتْ أَذْنَابَهَا وَإِذَا رَأَتْ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا غَابِرًا نَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَقَشَّرَتْ أَنْيَابَهَا He says the poor man walks. Poverty is synonymous with what? With a haggard appearance. Disheveled hair, clothes are tattered and torn. Sometimes society calls him a vagabond. Yamshil faqir, the poor man walks. Wa kullu shayin dhidduhu, the whole world is against him. He sees the hatred. He sees the manner you scoff at him. He sees the manner you look down upon him. He sees the manner in which you treat him unequally. But laysa bimudnibin, he hasn't committed any crime. Poverty is not a crime. It wasn't his own choice. Yara al-adawata wa la yara asbaba. He sees the enmity, he doesn't know the cause. And then the poet goes on to say that such an effort has been made in this direction that even the animals have been affected. To such an extent that when the dog sees the rich man, it stretches out its forepaws and it wags its tail. And when the dog sees the poor man, it starts barking at him and chases him. What is the underlying meaning behind this? He says, this mentality by which individuals are classed and by which our attitude is determined on the basis of the material wealth of this world is in fact the mentality of a dog. Animals, you'll expect this type of mentality. What our elders tell us, what ulama tell us, insan ki qeemat andar ke sarmaya se hote, bahar ke sarmaya se nahi hote. The value of a human being in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not determined by what is apparent. What type of clothes he's wearing, how big a bank balance he has, whether he's white or black, whether he's Urdu speaking, Gujarati speaking, Meman speaking, or whatever speaking, what his race or creed or nationality is, in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wallah, these superficial things count for nothing. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yu'ta bir rajul is-samini yawm al-qiyamah. A person will be brought on the day of judgment. The literal translation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rajul is-samin. It means a big sized person. What is the analogy? What is the meaning? A prominent person. A person society looked up to. A wealthy individual. Yu'ta bir rajul is-samini yawm al-qiyamah. Then this person will be weighed. فَلَا يَزِنُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُودٍ. The value, the weight, the recognition this person will get on the day of judgment in Allah's court will not be equal to the wing of a mosquito also. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the verse of the Quran. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. In our court, in Allah's court, this person has absolutely no weight, no recognition whatsoever. Why? Because of what was inside. What is inside? Andar ke sarmaya. What is inside? Very often I give this example. Somebody brings his child to the muazzin, to the Mawlana. Says, Mawlana, make dua for my child. Mawlana raises his hands. Ya Allah, make the son of so and so a muaddin. This man gets upset. He says, I told you to make dua, not baddua. Muazzin, some people they say bangi saab. We won't translate what the term bangi saab means. Or what the background is. Why didn't you make dua? Allah make him a doctor, lawyer, engineer, astrophysicist, scientist. Muazzin. Yep. One is our value system. One is the value system of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? La yudawwadu fi qabrihi. La yudawwadu fi qabrihi. The body of the doctor, the lawyer, the engineer, the astrophysicist, the scientist will become the food and the fodder of the insects of the grave. Allah will make the body of a muaddin haram on the insects of the grave. أطول الناس أعناقاً يوم القيامة المؤذنون. The people with the longest necks, in other words, the highest ranks on the day of judgment will be those who used to call out adhan. On that day, Allah's caller will make the announcement, Allah, Allah, وَإِنَّكُمْ جَعَلْتُمْ نَسَبًا وَجَعَلْتُ نَسَبِي. جَعَلْتُ أَكْرَمَكُمْ أَتْقَاكُمْ وَلَكِنْ أَبَيْتُمْ وَقُلْتُمْ إِنَّ فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانٍ خَيْرٌ مِّن فُلَانِ ابْنِ فُلَانٍ الْيَوْمَ أَبَوْ نَسَبَكُمْ وَأَرْفَعُ نَسَبِي أَيْنَ الْمُتَّقُونَ أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ أَيْنَ الصَّائِمُونَ. The announcer will say, listen, you people had one basis of respect, dignity and honor and we had one basis. What was your basis? What was apparent? Whether he's wearing a Hugo Boss suit or he's driving a Mercedes Benz or a Porsche or how big his bank balance is, that was your basis. What was our basis? Akramakum atqakum, the most honored and consequential person in the sight of Allah is the one with the most taqwa in his heart. The one with the most consciousness of Allah. Allah will say on that day, Allah's announcer will say, Al-Yawma Abu Nasabakum, today your basis of respect has come to an end. Wa arfa'u nasabi, our basis will be established. Ain al-muttaqoon, we are the people of taqwa. We are the people who in the dead of night used to get up and cry before Allah. We are the people who in the hot hot days would fast. Society gives no price to them, no recognition to them. Once Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala was walking. He was Nahiful Jism, very thin. In fact, the shins of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu were like thin pegs. The wind blew, lungi lifted up. One or two sahaba seeing how thin his legs were, they smirked. They smirked, they smiled. What was the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ata'ajabuna min diqqati saqi? Are you people surprised, smirking, finding humorous how thin the shins of Abdullah bin Mas'ud are? فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّهُمَا لَأَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ جَبَلِ أُحَدٍ. By the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these thin shins of Abdullah bin Mas'ud will be weightier on the scale of deeds than the mountain of Uhud. Sahal bin Sa'd al-Sa'idi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is the narrator of the hadith, Bukhari Sharif hadith. But beautifully, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illustrated this point. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his sahaba. Marra rajulun min fuqara'i al-mu'mineen, a poor man walked past. After he walked past, everyone had observed his passing. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to sahaba. Ma taquluna fi hadha? What is your opinion about this person? Ta'aleem had to take place, tarbiyat, nurturing. So they responded initially like how you and I will respond. Hadha wallahi hadith. Ya Rasulullah, hadha min fuqara'i al-mu'mineen. هذا والله خري إن خطب ألا ينكى وإن شفى ألا يشفى يا رسول الله. He is a poor man. There's no recognition accorded to him. If he has to propose for someone's daughter, it is very likely his proposal will be rejected. If he has to intercede on behalf of someone, no one will even listen to him. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. Little while later, another person passed. من الأشراف, from amongst the wealthy people, or like we say, the upper echelons of society. After he passed, he turned to sahaba, مَا تَقُولُونَ فِي هَذَا? Oh my sahaba, what is your opinion about this person? Like you and I would react, يَا رَسُولَهُ مِنَ الْأَشْرَافِ. يَا رَسُولَهُ, he is from Allah, but like we say, so and so. Don't you know this is so and so? إِنْ خَتَبَ هَذَا وَاللَّهِ حَرِيٌ إِنْ خَتَبَ أَنْ يَزَوَّدْ. If this man has to propose for someone's daughter, like in our terms, the man will go read 2 rakat shukr namaz. Why? What has become the criteria nowadays when the proposal comes? What is the financial background? What are the future financial prospects of this individual? Has he got a degree? Does he come from a Sharif Khandan? What type of family? This has become the overwhelming consideration. What is inside counts for nothing. Outwardly it may appear to be insan, sharif, honored. But because of what is inside, this person outwardly looks like an insan, in reality is an animal. Worse than an animal. And that poor girl is handed over to such an individual, a girl who is brought up properly, and her entire life is crushed. Why? There is no adab, there is no etiquette, there is no ihsas, there is no akhlaq, there is no tolerance. The mafum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: if the inside is finished, if Allah's taqwa, if Allah's fear, if Allah's consciousness is not inside, then Allahu Akbar. The mafum of the hadith: huwa aghwanu 'indallahi min al-ju'lan. This person is worse in the sight of Allah than the insect that comes out of feces. He has no value. Today we are only interested in what is outside. On the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, on the occasion of Fatih Makkah, what was the announcement my Nabi made? Inna Allaha ya ayyuhan nas, inna Allaha qad azhaba ankum aybat al jahiliya wa ta'azumaha bi abaiha. Islam, Allah has brought an end to the ignorance and the arrogance and the haughtiness of the days of jahiliya. This concept or idea, I am this language, or this creed, or this color, or this background, or this nationality, these are signs of jahiliyyah and ignorance. Islam does not accord any relevance to this. Inna Allah qad azhaba ankum. Islam has brought an end to this. فَالنَّاسُ رَجُلَانِ فَالنَّاسُ رَجُلَانِ Human beings are two types only. Two types only. فَالنَّاسُ رَجُلَانِ رَجُلٌ بَرٌ تَقِيٌ كَرِيمٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَرَجُلٌ فَاجِرٌ شَقِيٌ هَيُّنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ In Allah's court it is one of two. Either you have taqwa. Either you are obedient to Allah, you will be honored in Allah's court. On the other hand, what is the other type of person? A fajir, fasiq. A person who does not have Allah's consciousness, whose life is far away from deen. Hayyinun ala Allah, he has no value in the sight of Allah. وَكُلُّكُمْ بَنُوا آدَمْ وَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every one of you is the son of Adam alayhi salam, and Adam alayhi salam was made from sand. What is inside? What is inside will count. The second person passed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Sahaba, what do you have to say about him? What was the reaction? Huwa min al-ashraf. If he proposes, accepted 100%. If he intercedes on behalf of someone, people will listen to him. His zaban carries weight. The whole world looks up to him. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, indicating the first person, says by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if this today's times, 7 billion people in the world, all 7 billion become like the second person. And on the other side, this one person, in Allah's eyes, this one person is better than the 7 billion put together. This one person is better than the 7 billion put together. هَذَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ مِلْءِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ هَذَا Why? What is inside? What more classical example? Can we give to illustrate this? Then the example of Sayyidina, we are using the title Sayyidina. Sayyidina means our master, our leader who? Bilal ibn Abi Rabah radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Bilal. Habashi, Abyssinian slave. Father's name Abu Rabah. Mother's name Hamama. Beyond that, not known also. One side Bilal. Other side Abu Lahab. Who was Abu Lahab? Sayyid. From the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quraysh, Banu Hashim. Wealthy, influential. Whatever of the yardsticks we use today. Abu Lahab 100%, Bilal 0%. Yet what was inside? What was inside counts in Allah's court. For Abu Lahab, what was the decision till Qiyamah? Tabbat yada. Abi Lahab yuwatab. Abu Lahab is destroyed. Babad. On the other hand, Bilal. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Which yardstick are we going to use? What measuring tape are we going to use? Easy to talk about these things. But analyze what are the goals we have set for ourselves. How do we judge ourselves? Today when we decide our future and our goals and our aspirations, what is the consideration? What motivates us? The occasion of Fatih Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has entered the haram of Makkah victorious. The Quraysh, time is limited, I'm cutting it short. Many of them had not yet accepted Islam. They were sitting in the back of the haram to observe what happens now. The time for azan comes. The first azan of Islam to be called out from the haram of Makkah. Who is going to be given the honor? Who is going to be given the accolade to mount the Kaaba, to climb onto the Kaaba and call out the first azan of Islam? Anticipation is rife. Everyone is holding their breath, waiting. Who is going to be given this honor? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructs Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to climb onto the Kaaba to call out the azan. At the back of the haram, few who had not yet accepted Islam, leaders of the Quraysh, Attab bin Usaid bin Abil Is. He passes a comment. What is his comment? Alhamdulillah alladhi qabada abi qabla hadha al-yawm. All praise is due to Allah who took away my father before he had to see this day. This day of shame that a black man is on the Kaaba calling out the azan. Harith bin Hisham, the brother of Abu Jahl, what does he say? Ma wajada Muhammad ghayra hadha al-ghurab al-aswad mu'addina. Could Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam not find anyone else besides this black crow to call out the azan? Abu Sufyan, he hadn't yet accepted Islam, but the seeds of Iman were already there. So what did he say? He said, listen, I will adopt to remain silent because I fear يُخْبِرَ بِهِ رَبُّ السَّمَاء. The Rabb of the heavens will inform Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what I said. This is why I will choose to remain silent in regards to this discussion. Whose honor is being slighted? Whose reputation is being slurred like this? Bilal. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala no Habshi slave. That is his background. Where does this hurt strike? Where does it reach? Wallah, it reaches the Arsh of Allah. And Jibreel is dispatched with Quran to defend who? To defend Bilal. Rubba ash'atha akhbar. Law aqsama 'ala Allah la barahu. My Nabi said there will be many people. Society will give them no recognition. Their hair will be dishevelled, their clothes will be tattered and torn. But in Allah's eyes, their maqam is such, if they take a qasam on Allah, Allah will fulfill that qasam. Recently there was a Jamaat from Palestine. Abu Ayaz was the Amir of Palestine. He was narrating, he mentioned one incident, he said, on the Israeli side, there was one Arab youngster. He had committed a crime for which he had been found guilty, and the minimum prescribed sentence for that crime was 15 years in jail. The night before the sentence could be passed, he says the mother of this youngster, the lawyer who was representing this youngster, mentioned this to Sheikh Ayaz, and he mentioned it like this. He said, Sheikh, tell me, how can I become the friend of Allah like a certain woman whom I know? So Sheikh said, what is the background? It seems you are asking me this question because something has occurred. So he said, yes. He said the judge who was going to preside over this case was known for his enmity against the Arabs and for his harshness in his ruling. He was an Orthodox Jew. Normally when he would enter the court, he wouldn't even greet. He would enter with his fez. He says, I had absolutely no hopes for this youngster. Minimum prescribed 15 years, he could go to 25, he could go to life. He said, the mother of this child approached me the night before. And she said, make dua. Allah helps my son. So he said, I feared the worst, so I tried to prepare her mentally. They don't have any expectations. So I tried to prepare her mentally. What was her reaction? She said, listen, Wakil Saab, listen. My son is going to get 3 years. He's already been 2 years in jail, one more year, and then he's out. He says, I thought to myself, this woman has lost her marbles. The next day, the judge, who was known for his fierce temperament, enters the court smiling, makes shalom, greets everybody. Passes sentence exactly 3 years on this youngster. He said, the entire court was shocked. I approached this judge in his chambers and I said, why did you only give 3 years when the minimum prescribed was 15 years? He said, the night before I was preparing my papers for court, I wrote down sentence 23 years. I went to sleep. When I went to sleep, all of a sudden, in my dream, I saw this fearsome black object that approached me. It said, get up and change your sentence to 3 years. I got up with a shock, nightmare. I discounted it, I went back to sleep. All of a sudden this apparition caught me by my throat and said, if you want to die tonight, do not change your decision. If you want to live, change that decision. He says, I got up, I struck off the two and I left it at three. This lawyer says to Sheikh Ayaz, show me a way that my ta'alluq with Allah can come like this. Like this woman in such circumstances, this was inconceivable, this was impossible. Such a dua she must have made. Where are those individuals today that the inside is glowing, the inside is valuable? Unfortunately, that goal, that ambition, that desire is not there within us to correct what is inside. We are motivated only by what is outside. Bilal's insult, Bilal's izzat, Bilal is insulted, Jibreel is sent. Ya ayyuhan nas. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum indallahi atqakum innallaha alimun khabir. O people, we have created you from one male and one female. We divided you into families, into tribes, into groups.
Not so that on the basis of that one of you will regard himself to be superior to the other. No! Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honored amongst you is the one, in the eyes of Allah, is the one with the most taqwa. Bilal has the most taqwa. Bilal is honored because of his taqwa. Bilal is honored because of what is inside, radiallahu anhu. This is why he is being called out to call out the azan. Inna Allah alimun khabir. Allah has complete knowledge. Allah is aware of what is inside. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wala ila amwalikum. Allah does not look at what is outside. Walaki yanzuru ila qulubikum wa amalikum. Allah looks at what is inside. This surah, this verse is revealed. Allah's Rasul Salaam is informed of this entire conversation. Allah wanted to protect the dignity and honor of Bilal. Nabi Salaam sends for Attab bin Usayd bin Abil Is. Sends for Harith bin Hisham. Says to Attab, this is what you said. Harith bin Hisham, this is what you said. Immediately both of them, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu annaka Rasulullah. We accept Islam and we make tawbah. We ask Allah for forgiveness because it was impossible. Only Allah could have informed you what we said. Such a tawbah they make. Attab bin Usayd is appointed as the Amir of Makkah. He was only 21 years of age. He remained Amir till he passed away on the same day that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who passed away. One similar incident, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was returning from Hunain, Bilal called out the azan. Quraishi youngsters who had not yet accepted Islam, they started mocking the azan of Bilal. Repeating the words in a lyrical and humorous tone. Allah's Rasul has some sense for those youngsters. There was one whose voice was apparent. He had a very beautiful voice. 9 youngsters there were. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who was repeating? Who was shouting? All the other 8 pointed to him, Abu Makhzura. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dismissed the other 8. He called Abu Makhzura. Told Abu Makhzura, repeat what you were saying. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. He says it loudly. Why? Because the kuffar of Makkah also believed that Allah was the greatest. They believed there were other gods. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now when it comes to Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, what does Abu Makhzura do? He drops his voice, whispers it. Why? The others are going to taunt him. This they didn't believe. Ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, that also in a soft voice. Allahu Akbar, what does my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? He places his hand on the head of Abu Makhzura. Places his hand on the chest of Abu Makhzura. Abu Makhzura says, before this, the most hated person in my eyes was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I felt his hand on my head and my chest, I felt the coolness penetrating throughout my entire body. I felt the cleansing effect. And then my Nabi said to me, say it loudly. He said, I said, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, loudly. And I felt Tawheed entering my heart. I said, Ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, loudly. I felt Risalat entering my heart. I finished the azan and I accepted Islam. I was 16 years of age. I said, Ya Rasulullah, Bilal is the muazzin of Medina. Make me the muazzin of Masjid al-Haram in Makkah. Such a tawbah he made. Allah's Rasul Sallam appointed him as the muazzin. 16 years of age. He passed away at the age of 59. For the next 43 years, he was the muazzin of Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah. My respected brothers, the clock of our life is ticking. The moment of the true value of every individual is coming. On the one hand, Allah protect us. Let it not be the whole world looked up at us. And on that day, it is said, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا. Today you have no value in Allah's court. What is the criteria? What is inside? Allah's ta'alluq, Allah's taqwa, a'mal, bringing our lives onto deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.